From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez gets grilled yet again by the Senate Judiciary Committee.
First, diplomats from this country and Iran are talking to each other in Iraq. They met in Baghdad today for nearly 7 hours. The subject, security in Iraq. U.S. Ambassador Ryan Crocker says that Iran's support for militias has actually increased over the last 2 months. He says the militias are destabilizing the country. But Ambassador Crocker says Iran has agreed now to work with the U.S. and Iraq to help restore stability for the country. Joining us to talk about today's developments is the BBC's Andy Gallagher. He's based in Baghdad. Andy, the U.S. ambassador spoke to reporters after these talks adjourned today. What did he have to say?
Well, he was talking about what happened between him and the Iranian foreign minister in very hushed tones. Obviously, this is a tense relationship between these two countries. He started off, as you just said, there talking about the increase in attacks that the U.S. blame on militias. Of course, in the past, the U.S. has said that the Iranians are responsible for training and supplying militias with guns and weapons, and particularly those roadside bombs that have been responsible for so many deaths. He did, however, go on to say that they have now agreed for this trilateral security subcommittee aimed at bringing some kind of stability to Iraq, something that people hear all the time, but really see no concrete results on the ground.
So there's actually going to be a committee, and there will be some Iranian representatives. Where? They're in Baghdad, and some Americans and some Iraqis, and they'll all sit together and talk about what to do?
Well, apparently so. I mean, Ambassador Crocker said that they would iron out the details over the next few days. But I think we have to reiterate just how rare this meeting was. It's only the second time the U.S. and Iran have sat down together since 1980. So it is quite an achievement in those terms, given that the relations have been so strained. Ambassador Crocker said, "I want to see this measured in results, not principles and promises." They have really laid the law down to the Iranians. The Iranians, of course, denying they've got anything to do with these attacks. But they did seem to make some progress. The meeting did go on for a lot longer than the last one at the end of May here in Baghdad. So there is some hope. But, of course, those words peace and security and stability are something the Iraqis on the ground hear all the time. And yet the death and devastation and the daily attacks just go on and on.
You know, the Iranians are notably Shia Muslims. And these are Shia militias that seem to be the main focus of the U.S. Surge in Baghdad, the attempts to control security now. What is the factor there?
Well, I mean, you really can't. The whole thing about being here in Baghdad and the situation is you can really not put it down to any one faction. Yes, there are Shia militias. Yes, there are Sunni insurgents. But there are also criminal gangs operating here. Kidnappings happen on a daily basis. Bodies are fished out from the river and found all over the city. It's really not any one group you can blame for the violence.
Political analysts in Baghdad, how do they explain the participation of Iran in this? Why is Iran getting into these talks?
Well, you have to look at the situation historically here in Iraq. It was a Sunni minority that were in control before, and the government is now dominated by Shias. And there's a great deal of connection between the Shias here in Iraq and the Shias in Iran. It's a Shia country. And I think they can see an opportunity to play a role with the government here in Iraq and form some kind of basis of power, something that probably would worry the U.S. a great deal.
The BBC's Andy Gallagher with us from Baghdad. Andy, thank you.
Thank you.